again if I were you.
You don't know just me. God.
There we go.
There we go. Fine. I guess I needed to record it anyways to get it. Whatever. It's not a big deal. There's like a box in my front yard. Okay. Ready?
What's in it?
I don't know.
What's your mother. Box?
It's her head. What's in the box? What if it really was her head? How that bad would you feel?
I'd feel pretty bad. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Kids. Welcome back to the Man Cave broadcast review of E3. This episode we've got Sony. I am Shane Murphy. I am joined again by Mr. Eric Velez. Find him on Xbox Live at Eric, AIRWREQ. Right?
Yep.
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. All right.
I'm alive.
So, Sony E3. We'll get right into it. What'd you think?
Yes and no.
All right.
What's up? To the entire thing.
Yeah.
Sony really likes to be, I want to say, the bullies.
Okay.
And this is just my opinion, not because they don't have a PS4, but it's like, we have this exclusively for PS4.
Right.
This is for PS4 only, PS4 only, PS4 only. Xbox One, you don't have that. You have like, you know what? Let's share with the PCers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's share. This can be for everybody. And PS4 is like, just for PS4. So right. It was really, really tough to kind of listen and care
right
about what they were saying. So because I was just like,
a lot of
just mean
exclusive stuff. To PS4. We've got 4 extra missions. Blah 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 blah.
Yes, I got you. There was definitely a lot of that throughout the show, but the rest of it, they did have some legitimately cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up the show with The Last Guardian. Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for them. This is a game that's been in development for like half a decade. They've been showing it, then it disappears, and then they show it again, and then now it's back. And apparently it's getting released next year.
Yay, 2016.
Like, wow. Like, but still, when I was watching it, like, you know, you and I were both talking like, yeah, the graphics are good, but they're kind of dated at this point. Yeah. Very Shadow of the Colossus. Yep. Back when Shadow of the Colossus was like brand new.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't jumped really into the full on Last Guardian life, but from seeing that one, that looked fun to watch. But yeah, it did look like
the big creature. I mean, the model with him was terrific. You know, the wind going through the feathers. Yeah, like, looked great.
But everything else, just like the kid, like boom, anime.
Yeah.
In the middle of just yelling really out good little looking
Asian stuff.
Yeah, but they definitely worked well with like the bricks falling.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they definitely took details. So if them being in working on it for years,
they've put good work into it. So it'd be nice to at least finally see it.
Yeah.
So, next up we had they had these weird transitions as they were going, you know, yeah. Kind of like, hey, let's do this Last Guardian. It's this beautiful thing. And then like just weird cuts and stuff. It felt like a disjointed conference, but they moved into, a new franchise that came from the developer Guerrilla. And I'm not sure did they ever give the name of this one? That was the one, it had the Transformer type enemies where she goes out and she's hunting basically. And there's these robots that are walking through the fields.
There is a name for it.
And I did not catch it.
I found it. It's on my phone too.
I feel bad. I know it wasn't ReCore.
It looked, it almost looked like a wildling, like the redhead chick. And she was like, yeah, she's just stealing things.
Yeah. And back from what we were talking about before, in the Ubisoft review, another strong female heroine.
Yeah, that I think that was the one that made it click.
Yeah.
You're just like, there it is again. Like,
there it is. It. Like, boom, we got, you know, Lara Croft, you're kind of used to it. Eevee, you're kind of, I mean, it felt like it should be there. Elizabeth from Bioshock Infinite. But then this one here was like, boom, that's it. This is something that's here to stay. And it felt real. It felt like a good point. But what a cool idea, man. Very, very cool. Like, she's out there hunting robots and treating them like they're real animals, you know?
It was like, because there's different games based, like, in the past, in the present. Mm-hmm. This one is like, the present is so messed up that it just ended up going back into, like, the Stone Age where you get the caveman and everything else. But
it was really so liked far, really good story. So far in the future, the society had crumbled and they had gone back to, like you said, to like the Stone Age.
Yeah.
But you still had these things that were still left over. The robots machines, were still left over. Machines had become their own beings, basically. Just what an original, cool idea. I really, really dug it, and I'm excited to see that.
Like, she, like, when you mentioned that, it was, like, the same thing. Like, she treated him like animals, like, kill.
Yeah.
Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. Right. It's okay. It's like, goes away. It's like, what?
This was weird. So cool, so cool. I'm going to have the name of that game here below because unfortunately I just can't remember it. I didn't write it down. I didn't catch fast enough. But that is a game I think that should be checked out. I really, really have high hopes for that. Yep. Next up, we had Hitman. Looks like they're maybe not so much rebooting it, but they're doing something new with it.
Yeah, that's – they're. I think it's just a full new game. But yeah. I don't know. I played – I think Hitman 1 and just wasn't digging it.
Hitman's a very, very specific game, and it caters to a specific player.
Yeah.
For me, I was able to play the first one and two, and then I tried. I want to think it was Hitman Blood Money.
Okay.
Because I think it came free through Xbox Live, and I don't know. Like for it, the Hitman game wasn't for me anymore, and I think it was because it was so easy to get spotted. Which, in a real assassination, I mean, if you're talking real life, it would happen. Like, hey, look, there's a big, tall, bald dude in a suit. Like, what the hell? But it wasn't for me. Now, what I like about this was they were showing not only is it new, not only is it updated, but they made a big point to say that that game will update as it goes. It feels very Destiny-like to me in the fact that you're going to have missions get added. You're going to have continuous updates with the game and the software and how it goes. And they even made a point to say that they're going to have contracts that are available, but some of them will literally be one-time contracts forever for everyone.
Right.
When this contract shows up, you have a limited amount of real-world time to play, get that contract, and finish it. Because if you lose or if you don't see it, it's gone. That mission is gone forever. I think that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
You want to talk about,
really realize that.
Yeah, like a real-world style game. That's awesome. Like, it's just a very neat idea. You know, I would like to see Hitman return to some of the glory days because I think it's a little played out.
Yeah. Remembering that it was like, cause I always got Hitman and Max Payne mixed up. Okay. I was like, oh, when you slow down the bullets, you can kind of like hurt. Right. I was like, oh, it's Max Payne, jam. But I just remember birds in the first one.
Okay.
Birds, just white doves
in Hitman.
Yeah. The very, very first one. That's all I remember really of it.
Gotcha. All right, that's fair enough.
I think I was shooting the birds. Man, see, again, blood, murder. You said
Mad Max, or you said Max Payne, and now I'm like, damn it, I wish there'd been a new Max Payne.
Mad Max Payne, Hitman.
That would have been terrific.
Oh my God, just get them all in one.
Which, there hasn't been really any Mad Max gameplay videos. They keep showing clips for Mad Max, but they haven't shown any video, like, gameplay videos.
Yeah,
for it.
I think it was in the opening for Sony.
It was in Sony, yeah. So they would show,
like Mad Max, or like,
yeah, and then never showed up.
Yeah.
I really wanted that because I'm ready for that game.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Yep.
Oh my God. Fury Road is fantastic.
I hated the fact that I hate the movies that make you feel like your life is so boring when you get out of it. Cause I'm like just driving. I'm like, I need to just blow something up.
I got to go do something.
I need to blow something up. This is boring. I'm just driving. Like,
I hear you
reaching for everybody when I'm driving.
I live again. So
open the gates
good.
Of Valhalla.
So good. Street Fighter V was up next, only on PS4, you bastards. Only on PS4 and PC.
No love.
Man, it looked good though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smooth. I mean, just you watch it and it's like art in motion. You know, it's not Cuphead, it's not a cartoon in motion, but it is very, very art like.
I think Street Fighter is a name that's going to be sticking around for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been going really big, really strong, and it's only gotten bigger, especially with Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, I would like to know the reasoning behind why Street Fighter 5 is only on PS4 and PC. Like, why is it not going to Xbox One? Is it because the technology isn't there? They say it never will.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
So I'm wondering,
that's my case.
Does it need to have DX12 come out and open up those extra cores for the Xbox One to make that happen?
Maybe they just think that every Xbox owner has a horrible TV, which might be kind of true because maybe. I run plasma.
Do you?
Yeah. I just like the way it looks.
Well, I've got LCD. Color.
But now I went to Best Buy the other day and I asked them where the plasmas were, which is a mistake. I guess everything's like 4-core or whatever.
Right. They're like, what a nerd.
I was like, what are the plasmas? They're like, we don't have any more. I'm like, why is it like dead technology? And it's been a while since I worked with TVs or even read about it, but I was a little sad. I was like, dang. But I looked online and all the Pioneer Elites were ready. I'm like,
yeah, there you go.
Get the used ones.
There you go.
But I'm running dead technology, which is maybe why.
There you go. We're going to keep moving a little bit quicker. These are going to be 15-minute videos, so we're about two-thirds of the way through ours. Next up, we have No Man's Sky, which I think is a very cool-looking game. I like the idea behind it. We were talking about it. You know, at one point, he's like, okay, let's take a look at the stars that we've got here. By the way, every one of these stars has a planet or has a solar system around it. And let's go ahead and look at all these different planets and solar systems. And he keeps pulling back and pulling back. And you just see thousands and thousands of stars in this game.
How long did you say it would take for somebody to...
They were saying something like, if every single person on Earth played the game for 24 hours straight, it would take everyone like 100 or 1,000 years to see every single planet that's in that game.
That blows my mind. Like, at first, I thought maybe like 50, 100, but he's like kept going.
Right.
And going. I was just... I've never seen anything like that before.
They've said that it comes down to math. They've made a mathematical equation for No Man's Sky, which is a, if you haven't seen it, it's a space game. You get into a starfighter and you're able to travel to different solar systems and explore and fight and all that good stuff. They said that they've made a mathematical equation to create their worlds, to create their planets. These planets aren't being created by hand. They're not, you don't have people going in there and saying, okay, here's a rock, here's a river. They have a mathematical formula that is doing that for them. It's saying, okay, cool, we need to have a planet, and we're going to make the planet be this size, and we're going to make it be this color, and we're going to have this stuff here. But it's not just color and skin and where stuff goes. They'll start talking about the creatures that live on it. Instead of being like, well, it's going to be a big cow, but a green cow, it's going to be like, okay, well, we're going to have a cow. How many legs could a cow walk on? Well, let's say we do four. Let's do a three-legged cow. Okay, well, now we've got a three-legged cow. What color do we want it to be? Okay, well, let's make it a blue one. But we want to make its front two arms be like big man muscle arms. And as long as it works in the equation so that this animal wouldn't just be a useless pile of meat laying on the ground, as long as it works in the equation, they'll build that animal. I think that's amazing.
That blows my mind.
Absolutely. Like all the variables and stuff that you have in there is just incredible. So that's a very cool game. I'm very excited for it. The colors are beautiful. The way it looks is amazing. I just hope it's not too ambitious for its own good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
I'm ready for it though.
My next one that I had on here, we had Media Molecule and their Dreams game. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about Dreams. We'll go long in this for a minute.
That was
the one where they were creating the world.
Yeah.
Like it created the person.
And it like played, and like you could play off other people's too.
It was unique.
That was something I've never seen before as a video game.
Like, to, you know, for him to just go ahead and take his controller and do a couple lines, and all of a sudden, bam, you got legs.
It looked like clay animation.
Yeah.
Like old school clay animation.
Exactly.
Like you can make your own dream, I guess.
Right. I thought, like, that was a very unique and cool idea to do. And then the stuff they were showing behind it, I mean, like, it seems like you could do almost anything.
Yeah. And you could, yeah, that's what I think it's just something that I've never seen before, and I don't know how it would work, but I think that's probably something that
I want to see it continue. Hey, that's for sure.
Get some beers and make something really weird and just freak myself out.
That's one thing I got to give PlayStation credit about. Like, it does not shy away from creativity.
Nope.
Like, if it wasn't for PlayStation, you wouldn't have Dreams. You wouldn't have Little Big Planet. You wouldn't have some of these other incredible games that just don't show up anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I got to give them credit for that. And maybe it's because of the Eastern culture that it has behind it. Like, anime and all that is rooted in a crazy place. And they'll think of anything, and they're good with it.
Yep.
So.
And they can't really speak well. But it doesn't matter because you make cool games.
Right.
So.
Firewatch. That's my game, man. I am looking forward to Firewatch. You play a park ranger who is out in his own tower in like the Utah or Colorado forest. And the only the only lifeline he has to any other people for him, like other Rangers, is a radio. And you talk to a girl who's in another tower, like way too far away to see. And so you're going around basically unraveling a mystery inside this forest.
Oh, that's right. I was like, which one was this?
Yeah.
Dude. That's your game. Actually, it was pretty cool at the end. She's like, well, dude, what are you doing in the tower? It's like, I'm not by the tower. It's like, well, then who is?
Right.
And oh, my God. Over. What's happening?
I think maybe it's the art style that really gets me. You know, the very first thing I ever saw for Firewatch was very simple. It was a tree line and one tower sitting in the middle of it. And for some reason, that hooked me in. Like, the artist knows how to pull strings because it was perfect. I'm really looking forward to it. A first person, I've seen preview videos from it, and it's all comedy. Like, there's a lot of drama to it. But, I mean, as you're talking to the girl in the tower, a lot of the stuff comes through as comedy. But they also said that, yeah, you know what? If you want to be a complete dick to this girl and just have horrible conversations the whole time, you can do it. You can shape your relationship with her. I think it's very, very cool. Cool. They've got to be recording thousands of hours of dialogue. So, very, very neat. Firewatch is something I'm looking forward to. Absolutely. And I hope it comes to more than just PS4. Like, I know it's going to come to PC, but Xbox One, guys, like, if it's coming to PC at this point, bring it to Xbox One. I think it's only fair.
Yeah. PC's like our only lifeline to connect us with PS4. It's like, we want to be friends with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm 100% Xbox One guy, but I just don't. Just can't afford a PS4.
Right.
Thanks for making me say that. That's your fault.
Destiny. The Taken King showed up. I mean, it's DLC. I'm not a Destiny player. I'm sorry. I just haven't gotten into it. And all the stuff that keeps changing on it, I just don't want to.
Yeah. I played it.
But you don't anymore?
No. Too much changing.
You had DLC coming, guys.
Yeah. Probably exclusive just for you guys, too.
No. It's not exclusive to them. It's 30 days before anyone else or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
And you get a show.
Yeah.
But.
AC Syndicate showed off Eevee as the focus again for this trailer, which was cool. You got your female heroine. There you go.
Murder.
Yeah. We've gone killed over.
People in pretty cool ways.
We've gone over AC a bunch. It's getting blasted everywhere. Then we started dropping into some of the most amazing stuff. This is what turned the Sony conference around. This is the only thing you hear about from the Sony conference. So you just don't hear anything else but Final Fantasy. They showed one that kind of surprised everyone, Final Fantasy Worlds, the little Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, cute.
No, that's adorable. And then all of a sudden, boom, you go into a CGI trailer. You start seeing the green glow, and then there's Squall and the big giant blade, and it's Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Wow. That's impressive.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm just so excited.
I think people forgot about it.
I don't think they did.
Really?
No. Just like they don't forget about Half-Life 3.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, everybody wants the Final Fantasy VII Remake. So, and they didn't even show anything. They just showed a trailer. But they basically came out and said, we're announcing that we're going to remake.
Yeah.
Like, not, hey, we've started working on it and we're doing all this stuff. It's, we're going to get to it. So, they said they're going to have more this winter on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully we see stuff.
Hopefully.
So, very excited about that. Shenmue 3, they had a huge response. I never played it. Did you? Okay. If you like Shenmue 1 and 2, the last one came out 15 years ago. So, you got a new one coming. Yay! I guess. And you know what? Then it's not even coming. They're kickstarting it.
Yeah, that's right.
They dropped a Kickstarter in the middle of PS4. Like, hey, guys, it's going to start up. Can you give them some money, please?
Yep. Like, that's the smartest thing to do, actually.
I guess, definitely. They showed off Batman, showing the Scarecrow murder missions or whatever.
Yep.
Only to PS4, right? Like, again, a recurring thing from the conference was it's coming to PS4. It's only to PS4, exclusive to PS4. Like, stop. At least with Xbox, it was Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
That was it. But, I mean, they made a point every single time, coming only to PlayStation 4, blah, 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 blah. Last one was Morpheus VR. I thought it was cool. I really liked it. And then they showed the Riggs game, their mech warfare, which originally was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then it went into weird anime, like, just a bunch of schoolgirl kind of stuff running around. And I was, like, not impressed anymore.
I don't know. They try to do something, but I don't think it would look as cool for it.
Now,
as HoloLens.
I think HoloLens would be amazing. When it comes to VR, I think that mech games are a fantastic idea. Think about being in Titanfall. Think about being... Did you ever play Earth Siege, Star Siege, Mech Warrior, any of those mech games?
Mech Warrior. That's it.
Okay. That was a fun one. I liked Mech Warrior a lot, but I grew up on Earth Siege and Star Siege. Those were my games. I loved Mech Warrior and the mech games. And I think that being in VR, being in a cockpit would be great. Titanfall, maybe not so much because you have those running sections where it's like, you kind of get taken out, I guess. But if you're just feeling like you're sitting in a cockpit, like a mech cockpit, and you're looking around, oh, yeah, count me in. I'm buying it. HoloLens would be terrific.
See, I would,
what if you could do HoloLens in the cockpit built around you?
See, that's what I can see, more like an Iron Man feel.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, cool. Instead of, because like, I get dizzy with any,
right,
like Oculus and...
I just,
well, that's just me, because I'm an extremely sensitive person.
I just got super excited thinking about HoloLens building a mech around me and then the glass turning into the game.
That would be sick.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. So, so far, we've gone over Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, and now Sony. So, I mean, out of these four, what's been the winner for you?
Microsoft, still taking it. Yeah. Always will.
I got to give credit where credit's due. Microsoft lost 2 years ago to Sony. Sony wiped the floor with them.
That was embarrassing.
Not this year, guys. If it wasn't for Final Fantasy VII, Sony would be in a bad, bad place right now.
Easily.
So, congratulations on Street Fighter V. I think it's going to be a fun one. But other than that, man, Final Fantasy VII. Let's get it. Let's get it soon. I think it's going to be great. Next up, after this conference... We've got Nintendo, we got Square Enix, and then the PC Gaming Show. We're probably going to wrap all three of those into the same one, and then we'll be done for our E3 coverage this year. Thank you so much for watching these videos so far. We all very much appreciate it. Feel free to subscribe down below. Go ahead and follow us at our social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find the podcast at mancavebroadcast.com. And again, we're here on YouTube, so give us a subscribe. Did you have anything else before we go?
Nope.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys. We will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.